The Silent Saboteurs of Job Profiling, Part 3. Chimone Zariman, Executive Job Evaluation and Job Profiling Expert at 21st Century. In Parts 1 and 2 of this series, see below, we explored some critical flaws in the job profiling process, the use of vague, ambiguous verbs and the failure to differentiate properly between levels, leading to structural misalignment. In this final installment, we confront the cascading consequences of these errors and how they quietly sabotage multiple layers of HR strategy. Poorly written or misaligned job profiles are more than a documentation nuisance. They are a foundational flaw that distorts pay structures, undermines equity, weakens performance management, and fractures trust in HR systems. Here's how the damage unfolds. 1. Distorted salary structures. When job profiles are underwritten or overwritten, duplicated across levels, or padded with non-core duties, the resulting job evaluations are then graded too low or too high. Because job grades are linked to base pay, these errors directly impact the salary structure by introducing artificial disparities between similar jobs. Employees in different departments may perform comparable work but receive different grades, and consequently, different pay, based solely on the incorrect wording of their profiles. Incorrectly linked base pay linked to grades then creates internal inequity issues and resistance to any rationalization of pay structures. Grading becomes reactive rather than principled, undermining the core value of job evaluation and leads to misaligned salary survey submissions, skewed market positioning, and flawed compensation strategies. Organizations either end up then overpaying junior roles or underpaying strategically critical ones, leading to talent retention issues and reputational risk in a competitive employment market. 2. Broken career pathing and talent planning. Career paths are only meaningful if the steps between levels are clearly defined. When all levels of a department have the same responsibilities listed, such as manages operations or develops policies, it becomes impossible to distinguish junior from senior roles. Without progressive complexity in profiles, succession planning becomes arbitrary. High performers struggle to understand what competencies or responsibilities they need to demonstrate to advance, and internal mobility stalls. 3. Performance management disconnect. Output-based profiles serve as the backbone by developing key performance areas, PARs. Yet, when profiles are written, incorrectly so, in a form of task lists instead of outputs, the link between the role, the job, and performance expectations, the person, erodes. One of the most common mistakes we see is that people confuse KPAs with KPIs. Key performance areas define the broad functional responsibilities in the form of outputs, derived from the job profile, e.g., develop and maintain internal and external stakeholder relationships. Key performance indicators are specific, measurable targets, e.g., achieve stakeholder satisfaction score of 90% plus. When this distinction is blurred, performance management becomes inconsistent. Employees may be measured on metrics that don't align with their actual role, and bonus outcomes become contentious. 4. Erosion of trust in HR and the job evaluation system. Perhaps the most damaging outcome is the erosion of credibility. Employees quickly notice when grades don't make sense. They question why one position is evaluated higher than another, even when the level of complexity and responsibilities appear similar or identical. Once trust in the fairness of the system falters, it becomes harder to implement organizational changes, defend pay decisions, or attract and retain talent. HR loses its strategic footing and is seen as inconsistent or biased. Final word. Job profiling is not an administrative exercise. It is a strategic function that shapes the very architecture and roots of all human capital systems and processes. When done poorly, the consequences ripple across remuneration design, performance management, talent retention, and workforce morale. Getting it right requires following correct profiling rules, discipline, clarity, and strategic alignment. Every output written, every responsibility listed, and every profile approved must reflect the true scope and complexity of the role, no more, no less. The Silent Saboteurs of Job Profiling, published on EBNet on the 25th of June 2025. The Silent Saboteurs of Job Profiling, Part 2, published on EBNet on the 7th of July 2025. Ends. Author at Chimon Zariman, 21st Century Plus Posts Bio at Chimon Zariman, 21st Century #Malongui-Disabled-Link They Silent Saboteurs of Job Profiling, Part 2, at Chimon Zariman, 21st Century #Malongui-Disabled-Link They Silent Saboteurs of Job Profiling at Chimon Zariman, 21st Century #Malongui-Disabled-Link From Overwritten to Underpaid, Limitations of AI in Job Profiling and Why Human Expertise Still Matters. Share on your socials.